It's a Thursday night in Charlottesville, a school night, but the Woolly Mammoth Bar is packed with people anxious to hear stories, like the one told by actress Brooks Willick. She and a friend had gone to Mexico to buy tiles and were stopped by three policemen who searched the friend, found marijuana, demanded, and got a $400 bribe.
And they are smiles and gracias, buenas noches, and off they go. So I breathe a sigh of relief, and he chuckles, and he's like, "You're never going to believe it. They gave me the weed back." And I'm like, "What?" And then I go, "Oh, my God. What if they come back and bust us again?" The 4x4 crests the hill. Pulls up beside us. They give us $100 back. And then they drive off, and that's the last we see of them. And I'm like, "Well, what do you know? A federale rebate." We just figured they couldn't break up $400 three ways.
Willick is one of six people taking part in a monthly storytelling competition organized by Joel Jones. He had the idea while working on a theater set in New York, hanging a big blue door. So he decided to start a company called Big Blue Door. It would invite people to enter a new space where they could discover their own voice and learn that it's okay to be nervous.
The very fact that you're up there and you're nervous conveys a sense of vulnerability, which can really work to your benefit.
The stories must be true, and Joel's heard some strange ones. There was a woman who claimed her mother had the kids taking library books out under false names and keeping them.
Their house ended up like filled with these library books, and they had, you know, tables made of library books and chairs made of library books. The police raided their house for library books.
His wife, Jennifer Jones, is co-founder of the enterprise. She's surprised by how candid performers can be. One woman, for example, came through the big blue door to share her secrets.
She was talking about sexual identity as a small child, just willing to express, you know, what it's like really to be a kid and really to be exploring.
Jennifer Jones says it's important to make a strong start and to have a good ending. Ironically, her husband insists it's the middle that makes a story memorable.
You know, if you're listening on a YouTube or anything like that, if you don't like the beginning, you'll click off and you won't watch it. But if you're in front of people live, the beginning and the ending aren't as important as the middle. If someone's talking to me, what I remember from them is the core, the middle part of it. So it's a different kind of storytelling, like in fairy tales. Most of us have different versions of the endings, but we still remember the core elements.
After each Big Blue Door jam, panels of judges award the prize, a jar of Big Blue Door jam. Laura Ingalls hoped to win with a tale about her alma mater.
I recognize that this is a dangerous thing to say in Charlottesville, but I have been obsessed with all things Virginia Tech for a very long time. My dad took me up to a football game when I was a kid. I don't really remember what age I was, but I do remember that the second I set foot on that campus, I was just head over heels in love. There was simply nowhere else that I wanted to be. And by the time I was in high school, pretty much my entire wardrobe was orange and maroon. I mean, my laundry was orange, maroon, and other.
The winner, Maggie Thornton, goes on to compete in a Big Blue Door Slam, held twice a year. The next performance, May 15th at the Woolly Mammoth, invites storytellers to share tales on a theme, flirting with disaster. I'm Sandy Houseman.